What would it mean to be able to talk to angels? How would that change your life? Join us now on Angel Talk Tuesday as the psychic angel channelers Julie Geigel and Susan Schuler allow angels to speak directly through them, sharing messages from beyond. As you bathe in the vibrational frequency of the angels here, you will begin to open up to a stronger and clearer communication of your own. The purpose of this show is to help you awaken, expand, and remember the magnificent being that you are and the mission you came here to fulfill.
Welcome, welcome everyone. Our theme for the month is passion. And today's topic is passionate living. This is Julie Geigel, international psychic medium, trans channel for Archangel Metatron, and awakened healer. I offer psychic medium readings and spiritual counseling over the phone and in person in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. And I also teach online spiritual classes, and you can find me over at juliegeigel.com and on Facebook at Psychic Medium Julie. And we would love to invite you to our next Lightworkers Mentorship Program coming up November 30th with Susan and I. And you can find out more information over at my website, Susan's website, juliegeigel.com. And that is our Lightworkers Mentorship Program Level 2. And it's a beautiful, beautiful four-month program that is designed to help you take your gifts to the next level and shine brightly in our beautiful world, because you are needed right now. Absolutely. All right, well, I think we're ready to just dive right in here this morning. I'll go ahead and ring the tincture bells to clear out any negative energy and create a pure sacred space for our trance channeling this morning. And so I will invite you to go ahead and take three deep breaths with us. Here we go. Welcome. I am Metatron, here in service to humanity. We are excited to join you here this day as the energy on your planet continues to rise and align with the new frequency that has been anchored in here now. And take a moment with us as we allow a beautiful activation within your cells, taking a nice deep breath. Imagine standing in the middle of this beautiful Merkaba that we bring here for you this day, allowing you to cleanse, to ground, to release anything that no longer serves you, anything that is blocking your fullest potential. And as you breathe deeply in and exhale completely, it allows any stuck energy, any interference to be removed and released. And now we invite you to close your eyes if you haven't already, looking up to the heavens and expressing your intention. Again, aligning with your desires, with your dreams, with your passions, the energy is here now supporting you in unimaginable ways. Feel the expansion occurring within your soul. Feel the joy and the excitement bubble over as you truly are able to create that which is in you, that inspiration. That beautiful divine action. And action is part of the theme of passion. You will find unable to hide or ignore or deny your calling. The bonds with your spiritual council are strengthening, and as each and every day passes, they become stronger and stronger. And within this strength lies your own strength, your own power, your own fearlessness. For when you remove fear from the equation of living your passion, anything is possible. Again, we want to remind you that in this energy that is presently here on your earth, you are being supported in unexpected, unimaginable ways. So now simply imagine those walls dissolving, those barriers evaporating. You hold this much power within you. There is nothing outside of yourself that you need to accomplish anything that you desire. We cannot say this often enough. You are that. You are the all, the everything. You are a beautiful God spark, a beautiful thumbprint of God. You are God manifested. And God desires to create beauty and joy, unending peace and harmony. Do not focus on the world at large. Focus upon your own light, your own passion. That is where your power lies. For when you create, when you dream, when you become one with your joy. It overflows into all that you are connected to, your friends, your family, your children. It flows across your city, your state, your entire globe. If each and every one of you would stand in your power and claim your divine right to be joyful, your divine truth, to be prosperous and abundant, if you would stay focused in that point of attraction, the universe could support you in unimaginable ways. So imagine doing that now with us here, standing in this beautiful space of grace. Each and every one of you claiming your power, your position of perfection. Fearless warriors rising up, becoming one with all that you are. Taking your life to a new level of experiencing, a new level of living by design. And now bring that down into your space, into your place in this planet. And remember, you are not the thoughts in your mind. You are the perfection of God manifesting joy, endlessly fulfilling happiness. A beautiful shining light of love. As you rise up into the fifth dimension and claim your divinity, there is literally nothing you cannot achieve or accomplish. You literally hold all that you desire in the palm of your hand. Tap into the power of God. Tap into the power that your spiritual counsel brings to you in every breath that you take. This power is ever available, endlessly waiting for you to reach, to grasp, and to embrace. I am Metatron, and I have spoken here this day. This is Julie Geigel channeling Archangel Metatron, and we are taking callers at 1-202-570-7057 in our next segment.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Change and growth are part of natural life and also part of your spiritual life. Everyone needs support and guidance, especially during life passages. Upgrade yourself with the Om Times Experts program. With Om Times Experts, you have access to the best intuitive coaches, spiritual teachers, counselors, astrologists, and oracles. Our team was carefully selected so you can trust. Find out more at experts.omtimes.com.
Do you need help with relationships, romance, or career? I'm a triple-tested, accurate, and ethical psychic medium and spiritual counselor. Simply click on my Call Me Now button at juliegeigel.com.
Mediumship readings offer much closure and healing. This is Susan Schuler. Let me connect you to your loved ones on the other side. Schedule an appointment at mediumsusan.com.
And we are the Psychic Angel Channelers from Angel Talk Tuesday, hosted every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern on omtimesradio.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Well, I finally did it. I opened a 401k.
What? Why? Just wait for the inheritance. We've definitely got a rich uncle somewhere. We're one call away from the winner's circle at the Derby, dinners with multiple forks, a vacation home in the country, using summer as a verb.
You don't actually think that, do you?
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Angel Talk Tuesday. This is Julie Geigel with our beautiful Susan Schuler. Good morning, Susan.
Trying to make myself louder here, and I'm not.
Susan, I can't hear you.
Sorry about that. I couldn't turn my volume up. Good morning, Julie.
One more day of retrograde.
Yeah. And this one's been a rough one. I don't know about you, but normally they don't hit me as hard as this one has.
Oh, my gosh, totally kicking my butt, I'm telling you.
Yeah, and it's like I don't like to feed into that because I've got one girlfriend who, like, every other word out of her mouth is like, oh, it must be retrograde. And so I don't like to feed into that too much. But, I mean, everything has just been insane and absolutely insane. So that's all I'm going to say about that.
Okay. literally insane. Well, and I do just want to comment about retrograde because, yeah, my husband actually said that to me the last time I opened my mouth and said, oh, retrograde. He's like, you blame everything on retrograde. It's like, yeah, I guess you're right. I do. I need to stop that. But, you know, I was meditating this morning before the show, tuning in with Metatron, and retrograde's a beautiful, beautiful time. Many, many opportunities to love yourself.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And it's funny, too, because, like, can we jump into your topic? Because
please.
That kind of takes us easily into there. You know, if you just talk about when he first started, so much of it does talk about loving yourself, but knowing that you have everything within yourself that you need to have. And I love the way that he talked about this in a few different ways here. First of all, of course, as we always get into is the ego. He said the one thing is you are not the thoughts in your mind. And I think so many times we do connect ourselves with the thoughts in our mind. And we fail to love ourselves because we think those thoughts in our mind really are who we are. But I love that in the very beginning when Metatron started talking, and he just said, the energy is now here supporting you in unimaginable ways. And I think we get so caught up in our egos that we don't know what the unimaginable ways are. You know what I mean? So it's like we can't get out of this our human condition. Mm-hmm. And he said one quote that really I would love to talk about more because it's almost like I understood it, but I didn't understand it. He said, action is part of the theme of action. Okay, so I was like, what the heck does that mean? But I think he was talking about passion. Okay, so I think I just said the word wrong there. Action is part of the theme of passion. So if you think about that, it's like we can feel really strongly about something, but if we don't act on it, it sort of falls flat. And that was sort of in a moment of enlightenment for me. Because you always hear people say that they're, oh, I'm passionate about this. Or what I especially love is when people say they're passionate about writing and you're like, oh, what have you written? And they're like, well, I don't, but I've always wanted to write a book. And you're like, but you're not doing it. You understand what I mean? So there is that need to have the action there. So anyway, so that's one of the things. Anything you want to say about that before I keep going? Because I feel like I've written pages here.
Yeah, you know, it's so exciting right now here on this planet. And once we get through this retrograde, and I know coming up on tomorrow, we've got this full moon, which always brings a little bit of crazy energy. But I'm telling you, once that new moon hits on the 20th, the next 4 months, this is the time. This is the time. I feel like I've won the lottery. And I know there was a moment when he was taking us through this activation where I just remember feeling literally so excited, I could hardly contain myself. It's just that joy, that feeling that something really, really exciting is going to happen in my life. And that power of the universe, during retrograde, everything's backwards. And it's like, you know, the universe can't help you right now. They're all moving backwards. But now this momentum of moving forward, of wanting us to really fulfill our dreams beyond imagine, beyond anything you can think about. And that's what happens when we move into that beautiful surrender. When we surrender these fears to God, it really opens up a beautiful space where we can stand in our power and take action.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't know, you had mentioned, or he had mentioned something else about our spiritual council kind of coming into a stronger play now than ever before. And I know you and I kind of deal with this, so it's kind of in the forefront of our minds. But have you noticed when you do readings with people, they're spiritual, and maybe this always happens for you, but this doesn't always happen for me. I'm noticing, and maybe this has something to do with the 4 months that you're talking about really coming into this, I'm noticing their spiritual counsel kind of standing very, very close to them as I'm doing readings with them. Does this happen to you when you do readings? I'm curious.
Well, and I think we probably do readings a little bit differently. When I do readings, I go directly to their counsel. I'm getting information from Metatron and their counsel. But I have noticed that their counsel is, well, because I'm clairaudient. So their counsel is very clear. I mean, crystal clear. There's no more veil. It's all gone. And it's like they're in the room with me talking directly to me. And wanting, you know, there's specific messages, and I find myself repeating things like today. I know during the channeling, it felt like Metatron kept saying, and we're going to repeat this for those of you that aren't listening. But yeah, that's how readings are lately, is just that beautiful connection that, and I know that we're both very strong conduits for bringing this two people. So when you get a psychic reading, it's so much more, or a medium reading, it's so much more than anything you can even imagine, because there's activation, there's attunements, there's alignments, there's strengthening, there's opening, there's dissolving cords that aren't helping, there's enforcing cords and creating cords that are helping, that are opening up and expanding. So, yeah, there's just some unbelievable energy coming through here, and I have absolutely noticed it in my readings.
Do you know, that's really interesting that you should say that, Julie, because I always knew mediumship readings offered so much healing and closure and all of that, but I guess I never really, because you know how sometimes you'll leave a mediumship reading, and, of course, we've probably had so many mediumship readings in our day that it's, I don't really feel like I need them anymore, but you do, you always do feel that sense of really the healing. And I never really thought of it as getting an attunement when I was getting a reading. Isn't that silly of me? But I think you're absolutely correct when you say that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And even, you know, we talk a lot about the show here today when we come in and we do these channelings. Even right now we're discussing, I've got the crystal bed going every Tuesday. I run that crystal bed during our show. There's beautiful spiritual attunements, alignments, awakening, expansion, enlightenment, God realization happening for everybody. This energy is so amazing and so strong. And it doesn't stop here on our live show. I mean, people come in later and listen to this. They're continually being bathed in this energy. And this, I don't know if you felt it today, Susan, but it felt a little different for me channeling today.
It was a little different. It was a little different. Now, you say sometimes you channel, you can feel more Metatron and you can feel other beings. Did you feel somebody else different today, or did it just, it did feel like Metatron?
Well, I felt, you know, I can always tell Metatron's energy when I do the snapping and clapping, and I was doing a lot of that today, but there was an intensity with the message, so I could really feel the collective consciousness of Metatron coming in as well with some of those more specific energies. I'm not seeing anybody specific as we talk about it. I do know that the Pleiadians are definitely, definitely always coming in. Ever since we did that month on family, I really have been feeling their presence during our channelings. But yeah, it's fascinating how the tone of my voice or the speed of my voice, different nuances that I could feel the energies moving in and out. I always like to say I can really feel Metatron strongest when I open, and I can really feel him strongest when I close. So I like that feeling of Metatron kind of opens that portal, and then I feel really safe with the energies that are coming in. And then Metatron closes that portal, and I feel really safe, you know, as I move forward throughout my day. But yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and one other thing, and I don't know how much time we have left here. I didn't even look at my clock. But one of the things
about
that I
two
also...
Two minutes,
okay. That I also want to kind of focus on just here is when he was talking about passions, and this was more towards the end as well, when he's like, do not focus on the world at large. Focus on your own passions. Because when you become one with your passions, you have joy. And then he said something, I'm paraphrasing, but how that joy overflows into every other aspect. And when it's overflowing into every other aspect, you're raising the planet's vibration. So in other words, by you embracing your passion, you're helping to raise the vibration of the planet, and you're spreading joy and helping everybody else. So it's almost like what he was saying is it would be selfish of you not to embrace your passion.
I love that. I love
you know?
that is so beautiful. Right. Yeah. And this energy, you're not going to be able to deny that anymore. You're not going to be able to hide in the ego with that fear and be like, oh, no, I can't do this. Or, oh, no, what would my family think? Or, oh, no, you know, I'd never survive, or I'd never be able to support myself. That it just, it's not there anymore. And what you'll find is that, things in your life get sticky. It gets sticky at work. It gets sticky with friends. Whatever's not in alignment with your soul purpose, with your passion, it is going to get sticky, blow up in your face if you don't face it, if you don't embrace that passion and move forward with that, because it's going to happen. You're going to, it's either going to go, you're going to go kicking and screaming, or you're going to go smoothly.
Yeah.
Yeah. That fear.
And I think I would much rather go smoothly rather than go kicking and screaming. I think we all have those moments where we remember those kicking and screaming moments.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And those aren't any fun. Well, coming up in our next segment is Susan Schuler channeling the beautiful Jacob, a master teacher of the Akasha. Stay tuned, everyone.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Would you like to speak to an archangel? Hi, I'm Julie Geigel, Transchannel for Archangel Metatron. Book your session now and get the clarity and insight you need to make this your best year yet.
Past life readings promote understanding about current life situations. This is psychic medium Susan Schuler. Let me help you gain insight. Book an appointment today at mediumsusan.com.
And we are the Psychic Angel Channelers from Angel Talk Tuesday, hosted every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern on OhmTimesRadio.com.
Aloha, my name is Jennifer O'Neill, and I'd like to invite you to come join me every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time for my show, Spirit Chat. Spirit Chat focuses on simplifying the process of using the spiritual tools and gifts you were born with in a way that fits into your everyday life. I also teach different techniques that will help you learn how to navigate the spirit realm and empower you on your own spiritual journey. So join me this Wednesday as I guide you through the spirit world.
Today, my new dad and I shot off a rocket in the park.
Today, my new son and I failed to shoot off a rocket.
The rocket launched into the air.
And then crashed into the pond.
I'll never forget that day.
I'll never forget that day, even if I tried.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Angel Talk Tuesday. This is Susan Schuler again. We hope that you did enjoy Julie's beautiful channel from the Very Wise Metatron, as well as our previous discussion pertaining to his channel. As a channeler, I work with a team of guides from the Akashic Records, of whom Jacob is the master teacher and leader of this group. The Akashic Records are where I gain much information during my past life and psychic readings. As a professional psychic medium based in the Los Angeles area, I do readings for clients in person and on the phone and with Skype all over the world. I do frequent mediumship and psychic demonstrations around Los Angeles and New York. My next big demonstration will be with the Arthur Findlay College tutor from the United Kingdom, Chris Drew, and that's on Saturday, October 21st in Orange County, California. The lovely Lori Walker will be joining us as well. And tickets for this Power of Three Evening of Mediumship are $35 and can be purchased online at 3power.eventbrite.com. And that's the number 3power.eventbrite.com. Chris Drew will also be doing an event in San Diego with James Van Prague on October 24th. So I feel very blessed to be working once again with this very accurate and entertaining man. More info about any of these events, you can just email me at mediumsusan@icloud.com. And aside from my readings and demonstrations, I also teach classes and hold small development circles in Santa Monica, California, and online. And Julie and I are very excited about our online Lightworkers Mentorship Program. This is an ongoing four-month training where we teach about psychic development, mediumship, and connecting to spirit guides and angels. We are in the midst of our first level course and will be opening up our level two course in November. So all details for any of this information can be found on my website at mediumsusan.com or on my Facebook page at Susan Schuler Psychic Medium. And as Julie mentioned earlier, don't forget we are accepting calls at 202-570-7057 for mini readings during the show, or even if you'd just like to share your own personal observations about today's topic, please feel free to call in. So I'm going to take a few nice deep breaths and ask Jacob to come forward to see what he has to say to us today about this topic. Welcome to this new day, dear brave souls. As we say, it is our pleasure to be joining you again. We would like to remind you, as we do, that you are indeed naturally brave souls, for you have chosen to be on the earth plane in your current here and now. Not an easy task, but one which you willingly stepped into, knowing there were certain levels of actions needing to take place. So before we begin today's message, we wish to remind you that your souls are fiercely brave already, and as with many things, you simply need to remember who you are. Now is not the time to sit quietly and watch your days drift by, for your planet is experiencing a call to arms of sorts, and you are on one of the main lines of action. Therefore, your actions require confidence and decisiveness as you forge this brave new world, not only for yourself and all the many things you decided to do during this life, but for the overall development and spiritual evolution of your planet. We are pleased, so very pleased, to see how far some of you have come. But regardless, we still see so much more untapped potential. We see missed opportunities, and your trepidation and defeated attitudes still getting in the way. Regardless of the amazing ideas and concepts that continue to be sent your way through your council and other helping realms, so much of it gets turned to ash in those destructive, overthinking mills called your mind. We can offer up many amazing concepts and ideas, but if you destroy them because you lack faith in yourself, daring not to dream, how can we continue to help? We continue to see how fear holds so many of you tightly in place. The word no rolls off your lips with far too great of ease, and we wonder how different your lives might be allowed to be if you changed that word to yes instead. We see missed opportunity after missed opportunity because so many of you live in fear. You are defeated before you actually begin, and it breaks our hearts because, unlike you, we see the power that resides within each of you and the unlimited levels of potential that are bubbling to come to your surface. This limited thinking you place yourselves in is building a wall around you and cutting your experiences. Most of you have lived this way for so long, you no longer even notice. As we have said before, stop allowing your scared and timid little egos to run the show, for these are the parts of you that will say it cannot be done, or cause you to question yourself and your abilities. Stop just existing and begin living. If you are walking in a house that is colored only in beige, it is very safe, for each thing you place in this house will match. But think of those amazing colors you miss, the vibrant reds, greens, yellows, and purples. But this is how many of you wish to play it safe. Stop building a beige world around you. Try new things. Accept new adventures. And regardless of how old you are, there are always chances for new adventures, so do not use age as an excuse.
First, you must have faith that you will be taken care of. No, that doesn't mean there will not be trials and tribulations, but that you will make your way through these and come out on the other end. Playing it safe is actually not playing at all. You may be so far gone that you honestly do not know how to begin, so we draw your attention back to understanding the power within and allowing yourself moments in time when you sit with yourself, reacquainting yourself to the power of your soul. The soul does not live in fear. Fear of failure. Fear of not being good enough. All of this fear stems from your human ego. So when you only connect to the place of this human ego, this fearful place is the only place of navigation you will have. The soul, on the other hand, comes from a place of love. And, as you're saying, all things are possible with love, it is indeed a true statement. Stop listening to that fearful ego, and rather give yourself the time and self-love enough and connect into that soul. Now, remember, to connect into your soul, you must first allow yourself to sit quietly so the soul may slowly move up toward the surface. Quiet your minds frequently to reconnect to your soul. Begin by breathing deeply, focusing on your breath when you do this, drawing your awareness away from your rational mind. Just focus on your breath and allow it to become a more regular type of breathing. Now draw your attention down into your soul, that small piece of yourself, that true, non-human side of yourself. Take time to learn about your soul and acquaint yourself with your soul's personality. You will know you are doing this when your focus is love and compassion rather than fear and judgment. We ask you to practice this simple type of exercise for several days in a row until your soul begins to bubble to the forefront with more frequency. This is paramount because with this deeper connection will come a better understanding of yourself, your inner beauty, your untapped possibilities, and the realization of what an amazing being you are. Tap in, learn to listen, and then begin to live. Live fully, not adhering to the limitations you have learned from those in your life to rule your thinking. For these will be messages sent from the soul that allow you to connect to your majesty, to your magic. Yes, we say magic because all of you hold much magic within, always trying to come out as long as you don't allow your ego to squash it. Allow yourself moments to dream. Perhaps it has been so long since you allowed yourself to do this that you know not where to begin, so we ask you later today to sit with pad and pen to brainstorm about your biggest dreams. Do not focus on the how these dreams will come about, but rather what they are. Some of you focus on your dreams, but just as quickly talk yourselves out of them, getting far too caught up in the how. Know your soul. Connect to your dreams. Realize you are an untapped source, and that there is also a quiet band of helpers around you. So think about it this way. If you could do anything, go anywhere, be anything with no obstacles of any kind getting in your way, what would you wish for? Where is the direction that you would place your attention? Picture it happening. Feel how it would feel when your dream worked out the way you imagined it. Trust in yourself and the power within. This is Susan Schuller channeling Jacob from the Akashic Records. Please stay tuned for the last segment of today's show when we'll be discussing today's channel or taking any calls. The number is 202-570-7057. Thank you.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Are you a light worker? Would you like to become a light worker? Hi, I'm Julie Geigel, and I've partnered with my co-host from Angel Talk Tuesday, the gifted and talented Susan Schuller, to bring you an exciting new online event.
As former public school educators, Julie and I are now spiritual teachers. We've teamed up together to offer an exciting new mentorship program to help spiritual seekers align with their gifts to serve humanity.
This is an ongoing program that runs in 4-month segments. Go to juliegeigel.com to watch a sneak preview and learn more.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? Or is the best time, perhaps, today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Angel Talk Tuesday. This is Julie Geigel with the beautiful Susan Schuller, and we are taking live callers at 1-202-570-7057. If you want to just comment on today's topic, or if you have a psychic or medium question, we are here to help you today. All right, Susan. Wow, that was some awesome channeling from Jacob.
Thank you. It's kind of, I'm still in, you know how you get in that hummy spot where you're kind of just elsewhere? I'm still kind of elsewhere right now.
Well, let me just jump right in. So Jacob pointed out that this is a tough time to be on this planet right now. Brave souls to sign up and come back here to do this right now. We're having some tough times here on Earth. Your planet is experiencing a call to arms. I loved that. Your actions require decisiveness. So, you know, he again talked about what Metatron alluded to in when we stand in our own personal power, we have the most influence, not only in our own lives, but with the collective consciousness. That's that ripple effect. That's truly how we're going to affect change on this planet. You know, Mahatma Gandhi, be the change you wish to see in the world. Any thoughts on that, Susan?
No, but you're absolutely right. It is so, and it is challenging, like hear what you're saying. But in the same sense, when you start stepping into it and you do start being that change that you want to see in the world, it is sort of like a ripple effect, and it does make a huge difference. And you do see it actually making the changes that you want. I mean, honestly, just think, Julie, how we have evolved as with the veil thinning and everything like that, even from the early 80s, okay, when maybe the New Age movement first kind of started. Or you can even take a step back further and say, like, from the hippie generation, okay, with peace, love, and all that stuff that started in the late 60s. And how there was a bit of an evolution and people started doing transcendental meditation and understanding more about Buddhism. And I mean, it's really, it has been, and it is picking up steam. And I mean, gosh, especially since probably 2005. And then once we came towards 2012, it just was like, I feel like I'm running to keep up now.
Absolutely, absolutely. Things are just at the speed of lightning.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he also talked about things that get in our way, trepidation, the defeatist attitudes getting in the way, how we have a kind of a knee-jerk reaction of saying no instantly to everything. And I really loved when he talked about, you know, so many missed opportunities because of fear. That limited thinking creates a wall and cuts off our experiences. And just inviting us, you know, what if you changed all those no's to yes? I know I was watching an interview, Oprah and Shonda Rhimes, the famous writer for Grey's Anatomy and a million other shows. And I think she came out with a book called Yes. And that was the whole, they spent an hour talking about how she was stuck in the space of she always said no to everything. And 1 year, like the whole year, she said she just made a conscious decision. I'm going to say yes. Anytime, any opportunity that comes my way, I'm just going to say yes and see where it takes me. And she said, my whole world has changed. And you know what, Susan, I have to say that is one of the most number one things I love about you is that you are just like the yes girl. And I mean, honestly, I just love your fearlessness, your warrior attitude of not worrying about how everything's going to fall into place. You're just like, yes, sign me up, girl. I'm there.
But you know, Julie, that's been my husband. He used to give me a lot of grief about it. I want to say probably like 2006 or 2007. He's like, your world has become so small. I said no to everything. I mean, I didn't even very much get in my car to drive more than 5 miles. And something just shifted, and I was like, okay, I need to start saying yes more. And now I've just got to the point, I've sort of taken on that philosophy of I'm not going to say no anymore. I'll figure it out as I go, you know. But it has. Absolutely. It really does change your world.
Absolutely, yeah. And I'm in that place. I'm in that place of I've just kind of cocooned myself in my house, and I don't get out much. And my husband teases me in the winter, especially. He's like, "Have you left the house at all this week?" I mean, it's like, well, you know, I've stocked up on food. I've got that down. But yeah. So I'm in that place. This is my year of yes, Susan. This is my year of yes.
And it's interesting because it's to say no. It is so much easier than to say yes, because you are putting yourselves out there. And I think doing demonstrations to me really kind of pushed it. Because although as teachers, we're used to standing in front of people, it was very different of standing in front of a class who are not my peers. These are younger people. So they're not my peers. And then having everything perfectly aligned with this is what I was going to say and this is what I was going to do. And to just not have a clue what was going to happen when you stood up to do a mediumship demonstration. So honestly, if there's one thing I can say is it's great to like totally feel, and I think we've talked about this before, being comfortable with being absolutely uncomfortable. I think that is just one of the most important lessons that we should be striving for right now.
Right. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It really stretches us. And one of my favorite quotes that Jacob said is playing safe is actually not playing at all.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. I love that. He's, you know, stop just existing and begin living. Stop existing in a beige world and start coloring. And creating. And then he went into a beautiful discussion about our soul, that our soul comes from love and our ego comes from fear. Give yourself time and self-love to connect into your soul. And he again reaffirmed how crucial meditation is daily. And I mean, I believe that he spoke more specifically about breath and making breath our gateway, our link to connecting into our soul, breathing deeply and allowing that soul to bubble up and be the driver in our life instead of the ego. And I know as I talk about this, I'm reminded that Metatron talked about the fifth dimension, and the ego is really in the third dimension. Mm-hmm. And as a soul, we do have the capability to actually exist on a human level in other dimensions. And the fifth dimension is really expanding and opening up and available to us in that creation place. So, yeah, I mean, Jacob also, you know, talked about how the soul can help us tune in and connect with these higher dimensions, higher frequencies.
Right.
I have to share this with you because the minute you're talking about the ego a little while ago, because of where I live, and this is totally off topic, but I just have to share this because it's funny. Arnold Schwarzenegger just drove his bike by my house. The minute you said the word ego, he literally drove by. That, I'm sorry, Julie. That was just funny. Okay.
Like the real Arnold Schwarzenegger
just drove his, he works out at the gym not far from where I live, but he always has like this entourage. And the minute you said ego, all three of them just rode their bike by.
That is hysterical. OMG. Oh. I'm just like,
now I love the way spirit works sometimes. I'm sorry. That was funny and totally off
topic. Absolutely beautiful. And just the last point I wanted to mention quickly, get that pad and paper out. Dream your biggest dream and write it down. The universe is here to support you. Thank you, everyone, for taking the time out of your day to join us here on Angel Talk Tuesday. Archives are posted 24 hours after the live show airs on ohmtimesradio.com. And don't forget to join us in the break room over on Facebook at Angel Talk Tuesday Break Room. And remember, you have a plethora of angels uplifting, inspiring, and enfolding you in God's love every day. Until next time, this is the Psychic Angel Channelers, Julie Geigel and Susan Schuler, helping you connect.